to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Welcome back. May 12th. Toasty weekend here in the Valley. But my girl Cheyenne was on a Mission Impossible.
I was, kind of. I was in North Carolina all weekend. I left right after the show on Friday, and I got back decently late last night. I landed at 9:30.
This story is crazy to me. And we're going to have to find some time. We can't do it right now because it's a whole weekend of adventures.
Yeah.
But we have to find time today for you to explain how this came about. What the hell were you doing in North Carolina?
It was a year in the making.
It's a whole thing. Y'all, when I tell you, it's a sitcom ready to be explained to us in what we're going to do today on the show.
We're going
to
break Monday. Down my weekend.
When she said she's, I don't want it. Like I said, we don't have time. We literally don't have time to get into it. We're going to talk about today's show coming up. We're going to play the secret sound.
If you know what it is, you could take home 10 signed autographed guitars. We're talking like Brett Eldridge, Old Dominion.
Yeah.
Who knows what's on some of these guitars?
Well, one of the first guesses was a card shuffler. So that was pretty good guess.
Yeah, that
make
was
sure
a solid guess.
Checking out the website also, camel1079.com. We have the list of clues that you can find every single day also. So you got to be in it to win it if you want to win this amazing prize of 10 autographed guitars.
It's an authentic collection. Like, this is a collection.
It's literally one of those rooms you put on eBay. Or, I'm sorry, not on YouTube. Why did I say eBay? You don't sell these guitars. You put a video on YouTube. I have 10 of the most sought-after, valuable guitars on the planet.
Yeah.
And then you show them a video of your room, and people go, oh my God, where did you get that?
Yeah.
You got it from here.
You will look like you, A, know people, and B, like you have a lot of money to spend.
Yes.
Because these things are priceless.
Absolutely. So happy Monday, fun day, Camel Nation. Let's get into it.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Let's call Tawny this morning.
Okay, what are we calling Tawny for?
Apparently, her husband, Andrew, made it very clear to her that he is not into the idea of a surprise party.
Okay. Surprises aren't for everybody.
The good part here for us is that Tawny doesn't like to listen to direction from her husband, Drew. So we are full-blown going to call her and tell her not to throw a surprise party and see how she reacts to
it.
Okay. Hello, who is this?
Hi. Is this Tawny?
Yes, who is this? Why do you keep calling me?
Hey, Tawn, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Hi. Is Cheyenne there, too?
Oh. I am. Yeah, hi.
Ah, somebody listens to the show.
Oh, my gosh. This is crazy.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Hi. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Well, this is amazing, and clearly your husband knows how to reach you and break the news because Andrew has a message for you this morning.
Oh my gosh, what does Drew want now?
He wanted to warn you, Tawn, that he does not like surprises at all. He wrote it like 15 times in very capital letters.
Oh my
I think
gosh.
He even bumped up the font like 7 times.
It's aggressive.
He says, I do not like surprises, so do not.
He doesn't.
I mean, do not plan a surprise party for his birthday.
Oh, my God. I'm crying right now. This is so funny. I literally cannot believe that he reached out to you. Oh, my God. He has been, like, nonstop about this. Like,
clearly, he wanted to get this message to you, which means that he's very concerned that you're going to throw a surprise party.
Should he be suspicious?
I mean, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. He hates them.
This is what good marriages are made of. I love this.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun for me. I'm going to love it.
Well, now that he knows it's coming, you're going to have to be extra sneaky.
Yeah.
I will get very creative. Don't worry. I had a few other tricks up my sleeve with it, so.
I love it.
It's
okay. It's going to be good.
That's awesome.
Well, best of luck.
Thank you so much.
We do accept invitations in all forms.
Yes, please come.
We're great party favors.
We are.
Oh, my gosh. We have an open bar. You got to come.
Stop it. Say less.
Oh, yeah.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
And producer AB Baby.
Hey, I'm here too.
Which, let's not forget about his contributions to the show.
We can't forget about him.
Because sometimes he's in here just busting it and working so fiendishly that we don't give him any shine on the air.
It's true.
And he actually told us, he was like, guys, I actually have a question for you.
And we went, oh, who is that? Whoa. What is that?
Who is no that?
Questions. Jesus, is that you?
You've already used all your question tokens for the week.
So, producer AB Baby, what the heck is happening?
Well, you're off the hook on this one. I don't think it would apply to you.
Okay.
So, but Cheyenne, do you have like friends and family that constantly try to set you up? Because I mean, you're kind of in the same situation as me.
Single?
Yeah.
Very single? Yes, I do.
I mean,
yes.
I don't, like, how do you deal with it when they just miss the mark so badly?
I just laugh a lot and I go, seriously, that's what you thought? Like, that's when you think of me and the person you want to see me with, that's who you're picking?
Sounds like you just got to be more transparent there, Abe.
Oh, is this happening?
I'm just living my life.
Just tell them to leave you alone, man. You're good. You got this.
Well, in this particular case, she's like, she's being sweet. She's trying to be nice.
See?
Who is
you're
it?
Being too nice.
It's a cousin.
Oh, so it's a family member. Is she just like tired of seeing you single, or she just...
I wouldn't say it like that, but just she just thinks she's doing a good deed.
Oh, is it like her friends that she knows, or
it's been everything from friends to coworkers and acquaintances.
Oh, jeez.
She'll drive up through a drive-thru and be like, are you single? I got a cousin. His name is Abe.
It's her Rolodex at this point.
Basically, yeah.
That's wild. No, my sweet, wonderful mother.
Oh, yeah.
She constantly is asking her friends, do you know anybody single for my daughter? Do you know anybody single?
No one on this planet wants to see you happy in a relationship more than your mother.
True.
Maybe other than
so that's why she's working so hard.
My kids might come in first before her on that one, but she is like, it's like every day. She's like, oh, I asked so-and-so if they'd found anybody single for you yet. I asked so-and-so. She's got this friend who like is stationed down in like Sierra Vista. And I kid you not, this true story. She goes, so I was talking to blah blah the other day, and I asked him if there was like a cafeteria that had like a screen, like a TV screen. And I was like, why would you ask that? She goes, well, because then I asked him if we could put up an ad for you on the screen. And I was like,
God, no.
What are you doing? Oh.
And you thought your situation was bad,
That's
Abe.
Way worse. I'm sorry.
My mom's literally trying to take out a television ad for her single, lonely daughter, apparently, that can't find a date on her own.
Well, the good thing is, okay, there is a silver lining here. The fact that your cousin is in your age range, so she probably has contact with many more women that are potential suitors for you, rather than, you know, Cheyenne's mom, who literally doesn't know anybody in their 35-year-old range. Yeah, but
my mom knows five people here.
The age category might be the only bucket she's checking off, though. Like,
oh, no.
This is what I think. I think when people try to meddle to a heavy extent, it's actually a really big compliment because they think so highly of you that they're willing to set you up with their friends and their coworkers.
And that's why I can't get mad. I feel bad. But like,
well, you got to tell her to stop.
Yeah, you got to tell her to stop.
If you don't want her to, you got to straight up tell her to stop.
I know. It's just not my style.
Making this a mission.
You want me to tell her? We can call her. I'll tell her.
No.
Oh, man.
I just way easier to avoid her.
You want to go to the family barbecue? No,
I
don't.
You're avoiding your cousin.
Who all going to be there?
Who'd you invite? Be real with me. Who did you invite?
Basically.
Oh, my gosh.
Well.
But we all have meddlers in our lives.
True. Like I said, my dad, even when I had a girlfriend, he didn't approve of her. So he was still meddling, going, Nico, I think I found a girl for you. I'm like, Dad. I'm in a relationship.
She's right here. He's like saying it right in front of me.
Exactly.
Why do I feel like that is something that your dad would do?
100%. This is, I'm speaking the truth.
No, like, while she's sitting right there.
He hated her so much. I think at this point, we can all agree that we have somebody in our life that's going to meddle regardless.
Gotta love the meddlers.
Tell them to stop or not. 602-894-5653, Camel Nation. Tell us about your nosy family members. Abe's got his cousin. You have your mother. I have my father. Meddling in relationships is what we're talking about. It's Nico and Cheyenne, and we got Nina and Mesa on the phone. Who is the meddler in your life?
My grandma.
Your sweet little grandma?
That's so cute.
Sweet, adorable little grandma. Yeah, I go see her all the time. She lives in a retirement community.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And she will introduce me to everything male.
Is there no age limits on that? Like, there's no age restriction? She's just like, you gotta meet Bill.
Oh my God, yes. It doesn't, it's, it doesn't seem to matter. Oh, come and meet this. Oh, oh, my friend Susan has a grandson. He's single.
He just graduated high school. He's so cute.
He just turned 18. Don't worry, it's fine. Oh my gosh.
That's the thing usually with the grandparents or grandmas meddling. They have no concept of age qualifications whatsoever.
It'd be qualifications like, in general. Yeah,
you should speak to Bill. He's the director of the facility. He's 60 years old.
Exactly. He's got a retirement plan.
Yeah, age qualifications, hair qualifications, you know, like no qualifications whatsoever.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
As long as a guy smiles at your grandmother, hey, he's good enough for you.
Absolutely. He's breathing. Yeah. Love that.
You know, yeah, as long as I'm still single, you know, anything is fair game.
That's so hilarious.
Well, I guess it's time to make up an imaginary boyfriend.
Absolutely. That's called a holidate.
There
just
you
take
go.
Him to grandma's. It's fine.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
I don't think it's going to be a surprise that I have a lot of amens. We just joked about, you know, that I was off on an adventure this weekend. But there is one thing that I would like to get an amen for today. Mm-hmm. And that is for the beauty that is God's earth. Because there is something about a beach and being there and having your feet in the sand that reground you and just pull you back
soul-soothing
to like your center.
Yes.
So beaches, ocean, and good people. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Kristen from Phoenix, what do you need an amen for this morning?
My boyfriend got me a necklace for my birthday, and I absolutely love it.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. First of all, when was your birthday?
May 3rd.
Happy late birthday.
Happy belated. Yeah.
What kind of necklace is it, and how long have you been dating? I need all the details.
Almost 3 years, and it's a 2-carat cross necklace.
Question, why didn't he just not buy you an engagement ring at that point?
It's a nice gesture.
It is, but I want to know she's why excited. You're not engaged.
She's excited about the necklace. That's why she called us.
So, Cheyenne, he does have an engagement ring.
Oh, okay.
He's just waiting.
See,
for
you guys
the right
are meddling.
Time.
You're meddling too much.
I needed to know.
The point of the phone call was about the necklace. You should be happy about the necklace. That's what we're going to do. And now you're going to ask us, can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen?
Amen. I just wanted to make sure that they were on the right trajectory because I'm a girl's girl.
She's excited about the necklace.
You know what? Maybe we'll have you guys as the best man and the maid of honor.
Sign me up.
We are just wedding guests.
We will, however, just settle for an invitation.
That means you're committed.
Hey, we'll be there.
I can still fit my ring bear suit from 1987.
Have a good day, guys. Can I get an amen to go?
Amen. Have a great day.
I cannot wait to hear from her again.
I know. Sign me up for all the things.
I need an update soon, Kristen. All right, if you have an amen, you could always call us 602-894-5653, and let's celebrate together.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's time for the secret sound. We do it every morning at 7:30 each and every weekday. Tell us what's up for grabs, Cheyenne.
10 signed autographed guitars from artists like Old Dominion, Brett Young, Brothers Osborne, Hardy, artists from Country Thunder 2025, which means you'll have 2 guitars with Hardy's autograph on it.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That's crazy.
It is crazy. God. Chloe and Awatuki, you could be the talk of all of your friends. They'll be
honestly,
like, let's
yeah.
make an Instagram reel. Where should we do it at?
Chloe's
living
house.
Room, because she's got all those cool guitars on the wall. Yes.
I want you to put them up in your living room if you win this.
That would be pretty cool.
All right, Chloe, you ready to play Secret Sound?
I think I am.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Chloe and Awatuki. Chloe from the Toque. This is the secret sound.
All right, Chloe. What do you think the secret sound is?
I think that it's the Venetian blinds opening and closing.
Judges? Opinions? Thoughts?
It's such a good guess.
Oof.
It's such a good guess, but that's not the actual sound.
Sorry, Chloe. You get one guess at it, and hopefully you get another shot tomorrow.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's a tough one, guys.
It is a tough one.
That's all we can tell you on the air. You have to follow the clues, which we'll give you another one at 5 o'clock today with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron.
So make sure that you grab that. And if you don't have the previous clues, you can go to our website, camel1079.com, and those clues are on the website.
Absolutely. It's right there for you. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning. Why do you say it like that?
I almost blew up the entire car, Cheyenne, with my... you ready for this?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. This is funny. So I was at home in Detroit. I was diving through some things that I had left behind. I have, like, this little dresser that has, like, you know, like, concert ticket stubs and stuff that you would leave at your family's house.
Right.
And there was one item in there. It was my old pager.
No.
My old beeper.
No.
So you know what it is.
Okay. I've never used one.
A lot of people don't know what they are.
I wasn't really alive for the age of the pager.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
I feel like we'd moved on.
It wasn't really a thing.
I mean, you were alive. It just, you weren't old enough to.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't, I wasn't, you know.
Yeah, I would say after the year, like, 2000, the pager was, like, pretty non-existent.
So when I was like 9 is when it became non-existent. Yeah, I don't remember.
So I lived and died by my pager. But anyway, so it basically, it would take phone calls and it would let you know who's trying to reach you.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously you couldn't call them through a pager. You would just have to call them on a cell phone. Anyway, long story short, I found my old pager and I had it in my car and I totally forgot I had it in my car. My son saw it and he goes, "Dad, what's that?" And I went, "Oh no, son, that is a special device." And he goes, "What is it?" Like, he's so intrigued.
Your kid would be so intrigued by that.
I super traumatized him.
Yeah.
So I said, "Don't, whatever you do, you can hold it, you can check it out, just don't turn it on. It's an explosive device."
No.
And he goes, "Wait, so if I turn it on, it's going to explode?" And I was like, "Yes, do not turn it on. Do not turn it on." I hand it to him. He's looking at it. He's checking out the buttons. There's a couple buttons on top, and there's one button on the side that you flip up. What does my son, Justin Lazarus, do?
He pushed the button.
He flips the button up.
No.
And it goes, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. He goes, "Oh, my God, Dad, we're going to blow up." And then I smiled at him. He goes, "What are you doing? Why are you smiling?" And I said, "It's not an explosive device." Do you think I would hand you an explosive device and say, "Don't turn it on," thinking you were not going to turn it on? Of course you're going to turn it on. You're a maniac.
That's hilarious.
It was so funny. I wish I would have got it on video, man. It was such a classic moment. He literally had a crisis on his hands.
Look of pure terror.
And he tossed it back to me and he goes, "Get this thing away from me, Dad." And I was like, "Yeah, okay, son."
Like you had just betrayed every fiber of trust.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
What else are you going to do with a 20-year, 30-year-old pager?
I don't know.
25-year-old pager.
I have, like, old phones from, like, the mid-2000s, like 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
And I don't even know why I hung on to them, but I did, and then my kids just started playing with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best when
they
don't
know. But, like, what are you going to do with a pager?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
I'm pretty sure nothing can be done with
it. I still have my two-way.
Does it work? Like, can you sign it up to a network nowadays?
Oh, I doubt it.
I don't think so.
No.
What's a two-way?
The two-way
oh, like Nextels?
No, it was
a pager that you can text on.
Oh.
It flipped up like a laptop lid.
Stop.
And it had like a, yeah.
So that was before texting on cell phones.
It was the first way that, well, texting on cell phones existed, but it was the T9 style.
The T9.
So this was like, this was our keyboard. First taste of like a full keyboard.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good old T9.
So I kind of just want to throw it out there. If anybody's found something from their past that like obviously is, you know, they haven't touched it in years and years. And I'm sure there's some some stuff in your closet. What's in your closet?
Mm-mm. We don't want to know about the skeletons.
Now,
that's another day for
the
another
fun
time.
Stuff. 602-894-5653. You can call us. You can text us. Camel Nation, hit us up. 602-894-5653. I convinced my son that my pager from 1998 was an explosive device.
And then he tried to set it off, which is hilarious to me. Because my kid, my 8-year-old, would not have touched it with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, he would not have known what to do with it at all.
He would have been like, no.
And we love our old relics. Jack and Surprise, what old piece of tech do you have that needs an explanation for the youth?
I have a few things, but one of the things that I came across was something that my father and I had actually built, like, I don't know, 40 years ago or something like that.
Uh-huh.
This, remember the potato gun?
Oh, absolutely.
You remember those crazy things?
Yeah, like now they've transformed those into t-shirt launchers at your local stadium.
Yeah, like when you're at a concert, they shoot t-shirts from the stage or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like that, but this thing's like the size of an army cannon practically. It's enormous. So yeah, my father and I, needless to say, we had a lot of fun with that. I used to like shoot it at the neighbor's house and stuff.
Oh yeah, that thing sounds like it was built for damage.
Yeah.
Like, nothing I want my kids to be doing, you know, but very funny back then.
Right.
Without parental supervision.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad didn't care.
So I'm assuming that your kids saw this and went, What in the world is that? Because I remember my brothers had a potato gun growing up, and it looks like an RPG gun.
Yeah.
It's gigantic.
Yeah, you can do some serious damage, and, you know, you get a whole bag of potatoes and just let them fly all over the place.
Did you show them how it works?
Yeah, did you give them the full experience?
Well, I gave them an idea. I didn't load it up for them because...
Jack, teachable moment.
His mother would not be too happy because she has a lot of, like expensive breakables in the house, so we don't want to be shooting that off in the house.
Can't shoot it in the house.
I get it.
Maybe we can take it out and bring it somewhere where she's not around to see us do it.
You just don't. This is don't tell mom. Don't tell mom.
Your wife is a protector of the potatoes. I understand that. It's Nico and Cheyenne. The Queen of Camel is back, y'all. She's back on Arizona soil after her adventure in North Carolina to meet a guy she had never seen in person ever.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have been able to do what you did.
Yes, you would have.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'm so far removed from the dating world.
In my defense, I have known this person for well over a year now.
Uh-huh.
Countless FaceTime calls, phone calls, text messages, all the things. Like,
so you guys were in a long-distance relationship?
No, we were not. We were not in a long-distance relationship. But now we're at a very different place. We've both grown a lot. I've done a lot of healing, a lot of soul searching, a lot of therapy to try to be in a place to be ready, because a couple of months ago I came to the realization that I didn't think I was ready at all for anything because, you know, healing and stuff.
Gotcha.
And I actually hadn't talked to him since September.
Wow.
September was the last time we flirted with the idea. And again, communication just, it got in the way, and then my head got in the way, and I chose to walk away.
Okay, so what happened?
About 3 weeks ago, he sent me a random text message that said, hey, your birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
What are you doing for your birthday? By the way, this is, in fact, the same person who asked me to go to Paris with them. So if you've been listening for a while, you know about three weeks ago, I got asked by this guy that I know.
Yes.
He's a very well-known content creator in the Western fashion world, if I wanted to go to Paris with him. And I declined, unfortunately, because I have this thing called a job. And then we settled on coming out to see him, which I did this last weekend.
Yes.
So that's kind of how it all kind of reignited. My birthday reminder popped up in his phone, and he was like, oh, I'm just going to text her and tell her I hope she's doing well. And then I was on a
plane. And then you took the leap.
And then I did. And like, this is not, he's tried to come out here again, like I said, two different times. I couldn't get on board because of all the things that I've already explained. So it was my turn this time to show that faith in in what we could be or what it could be.
Take a chance.
So I took a chance. I took a huge risk this weekend.
Did you create content together?
We talked about
physically.
It.
Physically.
Well, it would have been physical because we would have been together, so physically we could have created content.
He's a content creator.
He is a very well
You all
creator.
Yourself have been known to create some content.
Yes. We talked about it. We thought about it. We both agreed not to. It's funny because my oldest
son... Are we still using a metaphor here, or are we actually talking about content?
I've been talking about content this whole time.
Oh, I'm talking about jam sessions.
Oh, I wouldn't tell you if I had a jam session or not.
Come on. That's all we want to know, Cheyenne.
Wouldn't tell you either way.
Oh, dang.
My oldest son actually followed him on TikTok before I ever met him.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of this interesting little circle.
It's one of those you're dating your son's friend things.
I'm dating my son's, like, icon.
Nah,
I'm not even dating him. Nah, I'm not going to say that. We're not even dating.
Yeah.
You know, but I do know him, obviously. So, yeah, the weekend was great. I flew out there on Friday. He picked me up from the airport. You know, we went and grabbed dinner because I hadn't eaten all day. We went to this really... I almost died on a piece of bacon.
What?
I was so nervous. And not because nervous...
You forgot to chew your food?
I took a bite of candied bacon, and then I took a really big, deep breath because I was getting really anxious, and I took a big, deep breath before I had swallowed and went straight into my esophagus, but it was peppered bacon.
Oh, no.
It was sitting in the back of my throat. My eyes... I look like my... Mom just died. I'm crying.
Oh, no.
In the middle of this restaurant.
Oh, this is so good.
In front of this guy. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I don't want to excuse... I want to excuse myself to go to the bathroom, but I equally, like, don't because I'm sweating. Now I'm crying.
He's like, hey, you good?
He was like, are you okay? I'm like, this is so... I'm trying to say this is embarrassing. It's stuck in my throat. I
was like... You're trying to be cool. Smokers hacking.
He takes a bite back. He goes, oh, that is peppery. Are you okay? And I was like,
aren't I cute? Don't you want to put a ring on it?
It was not cute. The only thing that saved me was that I had no makeup on. The only thing that would have made it worse is if I had makeup on and my mascara had been running. Because at that point, I had so much water in my eyes,
so
it would have been a sobbing mess. Like movie makeup, mascara running.
Oh, and that was just the intro, folks. That was the beginning of the adventure in North Carolina with Cheyenne and this new mystery man.
Oh, my gosh.
I need to hear more of it, though, all right?
Okay.
All right. Cheyenne meets a guy.
Oh, my gosh. A year ago.
On the social medias, she decides, after speaking to him for a long time, that I'm going to go fly and meet this guy.
I would just like to point out real quick, before anybody starts saying, oh, you slid into his DMs. No. He hit my DMs. I'm just going to point that out right now because I don't want anybody out here thinking that I've been thirsty for some content creator. He came after me.
I did not say that.
I know
nor you. Nor was I under that impression.
I know you didn't because we've already had the conversation. You know how it happened. But for everybody else, I was not thirsty. He hit my DMs first.
So are you going to move away to North Carolina now?
No.
Oh, I heard you really liked it, though.
I do. North Carolina. I would say if somebody came up to me and said, Cheyenne, if I was going to leave Phoenix and travel one place in the world or in the United States, where would you recommend I go? I would definitely recommend either of the Carolinas, North or South. So I've been very blessed. I've been to both North and South Carolina in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Both on the coastline. And I would recommend go to the coast of North or South Carolina and just enjoy the beauty of the East Coast beaches.
It is nice.
And the sheer green. Flying in to North Carolina is one of the... It's like flying into Alaska.
Oh.
In the summertime. It is green. In fact, I would say... Actually, I did say this over the weekend. We were driving from a little city to Atlantic Beach, which is one of the beaches in North Carolina. And I said, have you ever been to Fairbanks? And he said, no. And I said, this looks exactly like Fairbanks looks when you're leaving Fairbanks and driving to North Pole, Alaska. It's a freeway that just goes straight through the middle of like a wooden green forest.
Ah.
It's stunning. And it's dense. Like, it's dense forestry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I loved it. So yeah. If you love green forest trees, 10 out of 10 recommend going to North Carolina and just driving the coastline because it's breathtaking.
See what I mean, guys? She's mesmerized.
I love the Carolina. I said that
Carolina.
When I came back from South Carolina.
It's a beautiful place.
It's stunning. I would recommend it. I will say nothing beats an Arizona sunset, though.
That is true.
Still.
I will take the dirt over the trees any day. So, are you guys going to make plans so he can come visit you now?
I am hoping that he will be here by the end of next month for a show that we've got going on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know. I'm not going to say for sure and or which one because he's got a lot of business things happening. So
the story continues. Cheyenne's mystery man.
He's not my mystery man. Right now, he's still just a friend.
Cheyenne's mystery man.
They say he's just a friend.
Did you feel him?
Feel what?
The butterflies.
Oh, all weekend.
What did you think I was talking about?
I don't know.
Don't be nasty.
The goosey bumps? Yes.
Don't be nasty.
That's not.
So you felt the butterflies.
I had
you were
some
like
butterflies.
Oh
my god!
If you missed it, guys, Cheyenne shared some. I don't want you to share all.
I ain't sharing all.
No.
I had to keep a lot of things to myself.
We don't want people crashing on the way to work this morning. If you missed anything, check it out on our podcast on the Audacy app. It's spelled AUDACY. It's absolutely free. Just search Nico and Cheyenne. Who pays for streaming services? Dummies do, okay? You can stream us for free.
Exactly.
And you can find out
all about the... And it's the best entertainment in the world.
Yeah, bar none.
We're amazing.
Bar none.
Yeah.
We just need... Yep. Barna. So make sure you check it out because Cheyenne shared a lot about her weekend that was extremely amazing. I wish you good luck on this new adventure in the future. Also on the show, if you missed it, we had another guest for The Secret Sound.
Which also means, because it wasn't right, we have another hint coming up at 5:00 with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron. So make sure you grab that. And you can do that on our website at camel1079.com.
And if you guess The Secret Sound, you win all those autographed guitars, which is insane. And we have Dirk's tickets all week long. So there's that.
There's a lot of things happening this week. I digress and restate. There's always a lot of things happening on Camel.
That is true.
Yeah.
Follow it on our Instagram also, at Nico and Cheyenne. And it's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.